Okay, hello everyone, welcome back to my channel, which is SS Podcast Channel. Okay, and today I'm not hosting the episode alone, but I have a guest who is a senior from Institute of Foreign Language, and she will be here and have us elaborate more about our main topic, which is about moral education. So without further ado, let's welcome her. So hello miss.
Hello miss, and hello everybody. Today is a great honor for me to be here and give you some speech and explanation about the education.
Wow, such a very polite speaker. Thank you miss. Now let's get started. So miss, I would like to know, like, what is moral education? What does it refer to?
Moral education refer to the education that used to discipline or to prepare the children or student for the society to adapt to their standard, and especially that is that they prepare students for a collective life, which means that people live in society. They cannot live alone. They have to live with other people so they have to behave or speak in a very particular way. So the education is prepare people for that standard.
Okay, thank you, miss. So I heard you mention a word which is about discipline, right?
Yes, discipline.
Okay, so can you tell us, like, what is the role of discipline in school?
According to Emma Dakem, he claimed that discipline is a morality, which is not something that related to our feeling, but not related to our feeling as a family rule, but it based on a general reason. Thus, this discipline play a very important role as the intermediary of effective morality of family and a more rigorous morality of a civil life, and which means that as we live in our family, sometimes the morality or discipline in our family may based on our parent feeling. Sometimes if they feel bad, the punishment may be like harder or heavier, but in the real world, the society, when you come out to the society, the discipline have to be fit not according to that feeling anymore. Yes, that's it.
Okay, interesting. So discipline really plays such an important role in school. Okay, so how about nowadays? Do you think that it still serves the same function?
Yes, of course. Morality or discipline still serves the same function as I have mentioned. Let me give you an example. For example, in the primary school children are taught to respect their lecturer or the elder. Sorry, not lecturer, teacher, or the elder people, because we believe that because in our society we give a great value toward respect. That's why in our learning program, teacher always teach their student in that way, in the respectful way.
Oh, okay. That is pretty logical. Okay, so actually I have some research too, and I have come across an article which is about habit and self-constraint. So based on the person that you have just mentioned, who is Emil Dekem, when he say we must develop the habit of self-control and constraint, what does he really mean?
Actually, toward this one, it means that you have to develop a particular manner toward, like, to set your manner toward a particular standard. It means that you have to behave in certain ways, so you have to learn to control yourself. For example, if you're really angry and you have to control yourself because it is in the public, you cannot show your anger or your hot temper, like just abuse everybody in the public place. You have to control yourself.
Oh, okay. So actually, discipline is somehow like training students to like develop self-control too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So, thank you for such an elaborate and detailed information about this topic. So, can I ask you a question, Miss?
Yes.
So, actually, there is a statement that stated that whenever students tend to behave negatively, people tend to people tend to blame it on school and also the family. So, is it justified to state it so?
For me, I would say yes, because as we already know, children is a blank slate. If they are taught or they are told to behave in a one particular way, they would it would like sooner or later become their personality or character. So if they are really rude, it means that sometime in the house that their father or mother may cherish him too much to make him be spoiled and behave in such particular way. And moreover, when he go to school, if he come from a rich family where parent cherishes him or her so much, and then going to school, the teacher is really really inferior to their parent status, so they may not lecture them in a right way, so they become spoiled. And yes, of course, this is the cause of family and also school responsibility.
Oh, okay. So you mean that such behavior might cause because of like their family neglected about their behavior, and also school tend to didn't really discipline them well?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you a lot, Miss. Due to time constraint, we will have to end this episode here. But I will not forget to thank you for joining us today. So thank you everyone for listening. This is the end of our episode. So thank you so much, and we will catch up later.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, and hope to see you again.
Yes, goodbye everyone.